Hello, and welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
Rob F. Switcheroni.
And this is a video game music podcast, 8-bit and 16-bit era only.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have, this is episode 73. I don't have a lot of, I don't have anything to say up top, actually.
I just have one brief item of business here. I have been plugging our show on Google Plus for quite some time.
Right.
And it appears that Google Plus has a policy where you have to have a real name so you can be searched in the Google Plus field.
Right.
And I tried putting in Legacy and then Music Hour as the last name.
Yeah. Well, what if Music was the middle name?
It just won't accept it.
Mm-hmm.
It will not accept it. For some reason, Legacy can't be a real name, I guess.
Right.
And that's the whole point.
You should name, when you have a kid, you should name him or her Legacy, just out of spite, in spite of
what Google Plus policy. And they say you can email for your certain situation. I sent an email, but I haven't heard anything back. Uh-huh. Now, here's the thing. We have a Facebook page, and you know, now we're on Nerdist, and we got our own YouTube page. So I think there are plenty of other ways to find us.
Sure.
So if you are looking on looking at our stuff on Google Plus or Plus One-ing us on Google Plus, that is probably not going to happen anymore because our account will mysteriously disappear because we're not following the name convention that they're imposing.
Mm-hmm.
So FYI, just look for our stuff on Facebook, YouTube, and Nerdist Industries.
I was never really behind the whole Google Plus thing in the first place.
I thought it would be a way for us to break in there. Yeah. And you know what? It just wasn't working out for us. I think the Facebook, the YouTube, and the Nerdist are going to be our tools to connect with the fans.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, our website, legacymusichour.com.
I think that's the primary place to go.
Okay, yeah.
The comment section and the email and all that. Anyway, well, you know, whatever.
And of course, subscribe to us on iTunes and put a review in there while you're at it.
Yeah. All right. So let's mention the sponsor before we get to today's topic.
Brent, I'm glad you brought that up. Destiny Games is our sponsor. 42134 Ford Road, located in Canton, Michigan. They probably experienced some snow out there, right?
Sure.
Sure. 734-404-5548. Give them a call. Tell them the Legacy Music Hour sent you, and they might say, who? But they know what's up. One person there knows what's up, right?
Yeah.
They've been a longtime supporter and friend of the show, so visit them at destiny-games.com.
You're the master at the sponsor plug, I feel like.
Hey,
plug skills.
You wanna send us the sponsorships our way? I will read them on the air.
Yeah, yeah. Rob will be your guy.
Yeah,
promo guy.
We'll come up with a little something.
Yeah. Rob F. Plugs.
Rob F. Plugs. Yeah, I like that.
All right. Well, let's get to today's topic, which is jazz music. This is our second time approaching this topic.
Number two, bidi-bidoop, pop, skibidi-bidoop.
Skibidi-doo-doo-doo-doo. Skibidi-bidoo-doo-doo-doo. I don't know.
Yeah.
I wish we could edit that out.
A little scat, just a little scat.
A little scat.
Yeah.
So this is Jazz Music 2. And we've got some tracks here. And, I feel like I picked jazz tracks with varying styles of jazz, you know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I had quite a few tracks for this, but as always, whenever I have a bit of doubt, mm-hmm. I run them past you.
Mm-hmm.
Because in jazz, in funk, I said you're a purple belt.
Uh-huh.
Right? In jazz, your brown belt. I say maybe almost black belt status.
Well, I mean, yeah, right?
Right. And in jazz, I would say I'm a yellow belt. Maybe an orange. No, just a yellow belt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I need to...
The yellow tip.
Yellow tip. No, come on. Give me maybe a half yellow
orange
belt.
On the tip.
Orange on the tip. Okay. Orange on the tip. So I...
Oh, wait. You're talking what? In jazz or
jazz.
Funk? Oh, in jazz. Oh, you're. Oh yeah. You got the orange tip. Yeah.
Yeah. In funk
was
no,
funk was yellow tip. Yellow tip. Yeah.
That's just, you know, funk is someone spilled some yellow ink on my belt. That's what happened. Yeah, and I'm trying to pass it off.
Right. Okay.
So I had to run some stuff past you, and some of my tracks didn't pass the Legacy Music Hour QC.
Okay.
So don't worry. However, we did accommodate, and there still will be enough tracks for this episode that are really, really jazzy.
Yeah, yeah. Not just jazzy, but very jazz.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to start things off.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to start things off with Vegas Stakes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a casino, as a, you know, casino game for the Super Nintendo.
Right.
And I own and I like. I think it's a really well-made game.
Right.
And the music is composed by Kimitaka Matsume. And the track we're going to hear is The Hideaway.
Okay.
And here it is. This is jazz music on this edition of the Legacy Music Hour. Music from Vegas Stakes for the Super Nintendo. Music composed by Kimitaka Matsume. This is The Hideaway.
I like that.
I used to play this game when I was younger, and my friend and I thought it was a really funny track, actually.
You thought this was a funny track?
Yeah, because it just... Well, first of all, The Hideaway is where you go when you're down on your luck, you know? If you've run out a lot of money, you go to The Hideaway Casino in Vegas Stakes, and the ante fees are all a lot lower, you know.
Right.
So this is the lowest rung casino in the game, you know.
Yeah.
That's why it's The Hideaway, you know. And so it's kind of like you're poor, and then the music, I don't know, I guess along with that makes it feel kind of funny, you know. You know, like this is down on your luck kind of music, you know.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, for some reason, my friend, his name is Demetrius, he started singing along with it, and he started singing this. My name is Bozo, my name is Bozo, my name is Bozo, something like that. And he just started saying, my name is Bozo, you know? And so then I just started to think that this song kind of had a clownish sound to it, you know? And it kind of does, and I think it's kind of funny, you know?
I don't see the clown. This it's is kind of cool.
My name is Bozo. My name is Bozo. Something like that, you know? I don't know. We thought it was really funny when we played this game. I think it's good, though. I think it's good. I think it's definitely jazz, too, you know? I like this one little part right here. Like, right here. Watch. I like how it went, you know? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
You know? Real short track, too, huh?
Brent, what would your jazz name be?
Brent. What do you mean, my jazz name?
You know, there's some guys that have jazz names.
Yeah, Brent Weinbach. That sounds like a jazz name, right?
No, but, okay. I've been looking at some stuff online, okay?
All right.
And I found three different ways to find your jazz name.
All right.
Okay. For each different song, I'm gonna. We'll find our jazz name based on each one of these methods.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, well, this one's called "What's Your Blues Name," but they're using it for jazz as well. So for this one, you use your first initial, which corresponds to a name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you can use B. So that's Buddy.
Okay. Oh, okay.
What's your middle initial?
A.
That's Bones.
A is Bones?
A is Bones.
Okay.
And W is Bailey.
Buddy Bones Bailey?
That's it.
Wait, where are you getting this from?
Online. This is, what's your blues name? You've never seen this before?
No.
Okay, so according to this, you would be...
Yeah, but this is not blues, though.
Well, I'm just saying that it's applied to jazz as well.
Okay.
So people use this list for blues and jazz.
Okay, all right.
So you would be Buddy Bones Bailey.
Yeah.
And then okay. I would be... Skinny... Lemon... Lee.
Okay.
Skinny Lemon Lee and Buddy Bones Bailey.
I think it's more like, for me, I think it would be more like Bozo Bailey. You know?
Buddy Bozo Bailey or just Bozo Bailey?
Bozo Bailey.
Bozo Bailey. You like the Bailey?
No, I mean, I don't know. I think maybe just more like Bozo. Maybe just Bozo. Bizo.
Bizo.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I'm just, or maybe Bozo. And maybe for you, you know, Rob the Switch F.
The Switch F. Well, that's already a jazz
name. I don't know. So what would Kimitaka Matsume be?
Oh, okay. Well, she doesn't have a... is it a he or a she?
I don't know.
So Kimitama doesn't have a middle name.
Kimitaka. No, let's just say it's a P.
Okay, so that would be...
Probably not.
K, Curly... We'll just use the first and the last name.
All right.
It'd be Curly, and what's the last name?
Matsume.
Curly Lee.
What?
Curly Lee.
Okay.
That works.
I think we just call him Bozo. I think everyone should be Bozo for that song.
Okay.
Based on that song, you know, at least.
I'm going to start off with a little Bubsy.
Okay.
For the Sega Genesis, Claws Encounter. And I think it's called Claws Encounter of the Furred Kind.
Right.
This is a game we've heard from before.
Mm-hmm.
But I found a little jazzy track for it. This episode, Claws Encounters of the Furred Kind. Furred. This is a soundtrack composed by Matt Berardo and Rudy Helm. And the track we are going to be hearing is called Shadow Bopping. Shadow Boppin' from the game Bubsy, Claws Encounter of the Furred Kind. Composers Matt Berardo and Rudy Helm. I like that last little solo there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Brent. Well, let me give you another way to find your jazz name.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This is someone just came up with this one.
Okay.
And the person said they've heard it from somebody else.
All right.
Okay. This is a way to do it. You need to come up with the first name of your school, the high school you went to.
Okay.
The first word of that high school is the first name.
Right.
And the last name of your favorite sitcom character is the last name.
Oh, that's kind of hard right there.
Why is that hard?
Well, you have to pick a favorite high school kid. I mean, a favorite sitcom. You know, character.
Do you want to hear mine?
Sure.
High school and sitcom character. According to this, my jazz name would be Sacred Bundy.
Oh, okay.
Sacred Bundy.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Right. Wait, which Bundy, though?
Oh, of course.
Oh, really? Because I thought you had the hots for the
Peggy.
The,
I had the hots.
Peggy, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, come on, Al is the Bundys.
Okay. I don't know. I had a lot of... I like a lot of sitcom characters. Well, I like Balky. Bartokomus.
Well, okay, let's
just say it's him, okay? So, and then, I don't know if... Okay, so like the full name of my... Okay,
just
my high school was Grant High School, right? So, right. But the full name is Ulysses S. Grant High School, so...
I like that.
So Ulysses Bartokomus.
That's cool. That's a cool
song. That sounds cool. Yeah. Ulysses Bartokomus. That actually sounds... Now, that I like more than the other one. Than
Bones Bailey.
Yeah. I maybe even like it more than Bozo, too.
Ulysses Bartokomus. One night only at the Legacy Music Hour Jazz Club.
Ulysses Bartokomus. I don't even know how if I'm saying Balky Bartokomus' name correctly, but close enough, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm going to move on to a game called Snoopy Concert.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a game that it was a Japanese-only release for the Super Famicom. And it was the music was actually under the direction of Hirokazu Tanaka.
Okay.
But the actual composer is Manako Hamano, who also, you know, she worked on Super Metroid as well. And the thing about this soundtrack, a lot of it, uses music from the Peanuts, you know, from the music from the Peanuts TV programs and stuff. You know, a lot of the music by Vince Guaraldi, you know, but some of it is original. And to my knowledge, I don't think that this is a Vince Guaraldi piece, or it's not a Peanuts TV show or TV special piece.
Right.
I'm from what I can tell, this is an original piece for the game. For this game, you know.
Okay.
And it's called Daylight Forest. And this is a different kind of jazz, I feel like. Well, it's different from definitely from what we've heard the last two tracks. It's a different kind of, has a different kind of sound to it.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, well, anyway. Snoopy Concert, Manako Hamano. This is Daylight Forest. This is a track from Snoopy Concert called Daylight Forest from composer Manako Hamano.
Oh yeah,
I like this track a lot. It's kind of got a Vince Guaraldi feel to it,
right?
You know? And it also kind of has a it kind of has a Claude Bowling feel to it too. And I like the solos too. There's solos in it.
Yeah, I'm digging those solos. Yeah. Hey, would you consider that Peanuts, the original Peanuts theme, a jazzy track?
What, you mean Linus and Lucy?
Is that the Peanuts theme?
Yeah, I know. I think I know what you're talking about.
Right.
The most famous one.
Right,
right,
right.
No. That's well, not... I don't know. I mean, it's kind of... I mean, it. Some of it is. I don't know. Yeah, I guess it is. I don't know. Yeah.
Hmm.
I guess... Well, this is a different kind of jazz. It's sort of like... it's like kind of in the vein of a Dave Brubeck type of situation, you know?
I don't know who that is.
He did, like, Take Five, you know? That
no, I don't know. Maybe if I heard it, I would know, but I don't know by name.
Hmm. I like this flute solo. I like this phrase coming up right here, actually. Listen. I like that. It's good. It's good. It actually, you know, this song actually sounds a lot like "Cast Your Fate to the Wind" by Vince Guaraldi.
Okay, I am going to go, I believe, with a TurboGrafx 16 track.
What would Snoopy's jazz name be?
Snoopy. Well, I don't know where he went to high school.
Oh, right, right.
But what's his last name?
Dog.
Snoopy Dog?
I don't know.
It would be Blind Dupree.
Okay, I don't know about all that.
Well, that's according to that first list I was saying.
Right.
Okay, I'm going back to, well, we haven't gotten to it yet, but TurboGrafx 16.
Yeah.
And... the game I am going to choose is 0-4 Champ,
mm-hmm.
which I believe we've heard from on the show before.
Yes. Doubt. Doubt is short for no doubt, in case the listeners were wondering.
The composer is unknown. Okay.
Doubt.
This is a Media Rings title.
Doubt.
And actually, it's only for the PC Engine. This is a PC Engine release.
Most doubt on that.
Maybe your jazz name could have doubt in it.
Oh, yeah, right.
Right, right. Okay, so here's a track from 0-4 Champ.
Doubt.
Champ, and that is a PC Engine track from 1991.
I pretty much love this track.
You digging that?
Yeah, I like this a lot, yeah.
You know, I was on the fence with this one because I wasn't sure if it was jazzy enough. But this part to me.
Love this. Yeah, this is very jazz too, I think. Definitely jazz. I mean, it's like, you know, it's kind of a bossa nova type situation, you know?
Yeah. This is a racing video game franchise.
Uh-huh.
It started on the PC Engine, and I mean, it's gone... It went all the way up to PS2, and it even went on some mobile phones in 2002. Mm-hmm. And the franchise was created by a Yutaka Kaminaga.
Okay. Doubt. I meant Doubt.
Right.
This is a nice find, though. I like this track a lot. Yeah.
You know, now that this track is playing, let me see if there's another jazz name for you.
Well, it would have to be more on a Latin. It would be more of a Latin-y sounding jazz name for this one, right?
Well, let me tell you the method first. Okay, because I've been telling you different ways to find your jazz name.
Yeah.
This method says you have to ask the question, do you have any chronic medical condition? Because that could be a possible jazz name. And examples here are bleeding gums, itchy feet, seasick.
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
I got one for you already.
What?
Allergy.
Sure.
Allergies one.
Cat allergies.
Cat allergies one. Which would be one for me as well.
Right. Okay. Yeah. It's the cat allergy brothers. Twin.
The cat allergy twins.
Yeah, cat allergy twins.
Oh, I like that one.
But I think it's got to have a Latin. For this track, it needs to have a Latin. You know, like for me, it would be kind of like Antonio Rio de Vino or something like that, you know? The reason I say that is because, my middle name is Anthony, so it's, you know, like Antonio would be sort of Latinizing.
Okay.
The Anthony, and then Rio de Vino it's like river of wine, right? And my last name is Stream of Wine, you know? In German, I mean Stream of Wine. So it's kind of like, you know, Antonio Rio de Vino, you know? And for you,
Roberto El Switch.
Switcho. It's a nice track. I like that track.
Cool.
All right, I'm going to move on to Earthbound. Coming back to Earthbound again. It always comes back to Earthbound.
It's always Earthbound. It's always Earthbound bound.
It's more like an Earth rebound.
Right.
Or something.
Right.
I don't know. Nice. And this track, I don't know who composed this. I don't know which of the composers that worked on this game composed this particular track.
Yes.
But so I'm just going to list all the composers. It's Keiichi Suzuki, Hirokazu Tanaka, Hiroshi Kanazu, and Toshiyuki Ueno. And the track we're going to hear is Venus Live. And if you're familiar with the game, this is there's a performer named Venus that performs at this venue where this band called the Runaway Five performs. And after they leave, this performer is a woman. She takes over, and I guess she's like a jazz kind of female singer type of situation.
Right.
And so this track is called Venus Live. This is the piece that she performs when you watch her performance in the game. So Venus Live from Earthbound for the Super Nintendo. Thank you. That was a track from Earthbound, music composed by Keiichi Suzuki, Hirokazu Tanaka, Hiroshi Kanazu, and Toshiyuki Ueno. That was called Venus Live.
I like that voice. That was consistent throughout.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That wah.
I guess that was the girl's voice.
Beautiful voice. Da, 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 wah, wah, wah. Let's hear that again.
Kind of, it's a 3-4. It's a 3-4 rhythm. And so it's kind of a jazz waltz. It kind of sounds like a Taste of Honey, you know? Which I think is originally a Beatles song, but and then, but there's been actually jazz renditions of Taste of Honey. But,
okay.
I like that you said that it's a beautiful voice.
Yeah, let's hear that. It's the voice of an angel. Turn that up. Damn, girl.
I like this, the bridge right here. Hitting those high notes right here.
Okay, up next, we've got a track from Thunder Fox.
Yeah.
Sega Genesis. Mm-hmm. Kazuko Umino.
Yeah.
Taito.
Another female composer there.
Right, right. And this is actually a suggestion from you, my friend.
Yes.
This is a very good track. On the jazz tip.
Yes, the jazz yellow tip.
The track... The track is called Aircraft Carrier Boss 3.
Right.
On the jazz episode.
And let me just say, this is kind of an unusual track because this is this is a game, you know, it's a side-scrolling action game with, you know, guys shooting stuff.
Yes.
You know, and then you've got this jazz music playing. It's just kind of, I mean, you wouldn't think that this would be a track for a game like this.
Right.
I think, you know.
But hey, you know what? It works.
Yeah, I know. It does.
Aircraft Carrier Boss 3. A track from Thunder Fox to Aircraft Carrier Boss 3.
And, you know, what's interesting about this track also is that a lot of the tracks in Thunder Fox, they have these really heavy rock drums,
yes.
You know? And not this track. There's no drums at all in this track. You know?
I don't miss them, but that is one of the qualities that I like in that soundtrack.
Right, right.
That game
right.
soundtrack. Those drums, man, right. They get me every time.
But, yeah, this is a very, this is definitely a jazz track, I'd say, you know. It's just very unusual, you know, for this action game, you know, to have this track. This is a level track, you know.
Brent, I have another method in,
oh, really?
In
okay.
which to come up with a jazz name.
All right.
Okay. Do you have any crime convictions?
No, but
for,
I...
For example, hold on. Shoplifters would be called nimble fingers.
Well,
light fingers.
What, white fingers?
Light fingers.
Light fingers. I did steal some candy or something when I was 4 years old from
okay.
the store.
Okay.
And then I told my dad about it, and he took me to the store, and I gave it back. You know?
Right.
And I cheated on a spelling test in first or second grade also. First grade, I think, yeah.
The first one I'm thinking the candy swiper.
Okay.
That's one possibility. And uh-huh. then the spelling test is the
letter thief.
The letter
I don't know. And the letter cheater, I don't know.
The letter snatcher.
Letter snatcher. And then actually when I was in junior high, for some reason I cut a hole. My friend had a pocket knife and I cut a sort of a patch of the bus seat cover off.
Right,
with it, you know, I got in trouble. I got actually suspended for a day for that.
Oh, I got a perfect one for that.
Huh.
We'll call you Bus Blades Weinbach.
Bus Blades.
Bus Blades.
Bozo Blades.
Myself, I've never been arrested. I did get put in handcuffs once because I was living in Texas at the time, and there was a warrant out for someone with my name.
Oh, really?
Same name, same birthday.
Oh, you mean someone else's name, Rob F. Switch?
So I did get put in handcuffs, and I got thrown on the floor while they ran my info.
Oh, wow. That's...
But I didn't end up going to jail.
Right.
And maybe that's mistaken identity switch.
And that's when you just went by Rob Martinez, right? Or Roberto Martinez,
Rob,
right?
That's right. That's my
So that's why you changed it to Rob F. Rob F. Martinez, so that the F wouldn't confuse you with those other
well,
guys.
Well, no one's gonna confuse the old switch here. And then there was a couple of times in high school where I did spend some time in the hole.
Yeah.
Detention.
Yeah.
You know, I had a little streak going for a while.
Yeah.
I was in detention.
He's the original bad boy.
So, detention switch. That's a possibility.
Oh, okay, right. So, what was the other one, though? Mistaken identity?
Mistaken identity switch.
All right, so I'm going to move on to Rocket Knight Adventures.
Okay.
This is music by Masanori Ouchi, Hiroshi Kobayashi, Masanori Adachi, Akihata, and Michiru Yamane. And this is Stage 4. This is a Sega Genesis game. Music from Rocket Knight Adventures, Stage 4. And kind of has a big band feel to it.
Yeah, I get that.
But fused with this, well, I mean, it's obviously a synth, it's totally synthesizer sounding, you know? I mean, it's totally synth. It's a big band synth, basically.
Right.
So it's got kind of an 80s synthesizer sound mixed with 80s sort of big band jazz sort of situation or something.
I like that. And what's Rocket Knight, a squirrel?
He's a possum.
Possum.
Yeah.
Possum.
Sparkster.
Sparkster is the squirrel. No.
His name. No, that's his name, yeah.
Sparkster Rocket Knight. Right.
He is a Rocket Knight. Yeah.
Possum is a good jazz name.
Oh, possum, yeah.
Possum.
I really like those synthesizer sounds, you know? Right here especially. Right? Yeah. It actually almost sounds kind of 70s. It sounds 70s synth. You know, I really feel like the whole soundtrack to Rocket Knight Adventures has a 70s synthesizer sound.
Oh, yeah?
Not an 80s sound.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway.
I have got a track from the game Championship Bowling, a.k.a. Boogie Woogie Bowling. The composer is listed as Nakamichi, and the track we're going to hear is called Slow Lane. Slow Lane from the game Championship Bowling, and that is composer Nakamichi. You know that? Do you hear that? It almost sounds like a ringing.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, what would it sound like if you removed that?
Oh, let's take a look. Aside from that ringing, though,
yeah,
the corns there are, there's a, they sound almost out of tune or something, and there's kind of, I kind of like it actually. It's kind of like a crude, has a crude sound to it, you know. This is without that ringing sound, you know.
I like it. Actually,
you like it more.
But what is that ringing supposed to be? The cymbals?
I don't even know, honestly. We could just listen to the ringing.
Let's do that.
But okay, let's hear this a little bit though, yeah. I just want to hear that horn part again, you know? Because the horn part, it really does sound kind of like they're out of tune, but I kind of like that, actually, you know?
There's no drums at all right now.
Right.
Which is kind of interesting.
All right.
I like
it. Here comes the horn part. I like that, actually. It's so weird, actually, you know? I like that kind of out of tune thing because I don't know if it's out of tune. I don't mean out of tune, but there's this dissonance, you know?
Right.
And it sounds kind of deranged a little bit, you know? I kind of like that, you know? All right, let's listen to only the ringing. Oh, it is supposed to be drums.
Drums, yeah.
It's supposed to be drums. That's weird. It's supposed to be some kind of symbol, yeah.
it just sounds
weird. It's like that with a deranged horn section. This is a deranged track. This is like crazy jazz. Asylum jazz, yeah. Jazz asylum. You know, like a soul asylum?
Yeah.
Jazz asylum.
It works with the track. I kind of like it without, but...
That sounds crazy. This sounds like a crazy person right here. This is a crazy person's music right here, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
called Slow Lane.
Yeah, but it's a slow lane.
All right, so I think that's just a funny name, Slow Lane, for such a kind of weird, crazy track, you know?
Right.
All right, so I'm going to move on to Ganbare Goemon 2.
Right.
So Ganbare Goemon 2, Kitaretsu Shogun Maginesu. And this is a Japanese-only release for the Super Famicom, the sequel to Legend of the Mystical Ninja, which was released in North America for the Super Nintendo. And the composers on this are Kazuhiko Uehara, Tomoya Tomita, and Nobuyuki Akena. And the track we're going to hear is called The End, with a question mark at the end, so it's more like The End. And this is very much a sort of jazz ballad, kind of guitar ballad. Okay. Jazz guitar ballad, but with a hint of Asiatic influence also.
Okay.
So he's got a guitar, a kind of a slow, almost rubato kind of jazz ballad on guitar.
Right.
With a little bit of an Asian influence too, Asiatic kind of sound. So check it out. This is on our Jazz Focus here on the Legacy Music Hour. Track from Ganbare Goemon 2, Kitaretsu Shogun Maginesu, and this is music by Kazuhiko Uehara, Tomoya Tomita, and Nobuyuki Akena. This is called The End?
I don't think so. This can't be the end. It's too beautiful a piece.
Can you hear that Asian, the sort of Asiatic
totally,
sound to it?
Yeah.
So it's kind of this jazz guitar thing, but with Asiatic sound to it. You particularly hear it here, I think, right here. This part right here. You know? The melody there is very sort of, you know, Eastern sounding. Dun, 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 dun. You know, that kind of sound.
Totally, yeah. It's a beautiful track. This is beautiful.
Yeah, I really like these. Yeah, I like it. It's very nice, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going with Dynamite Heady.
Okay.
Okay. And this is another one of your suggestions because another one of my tracks didn't pass the QC.
Uh-huh.
So, The track I am going to play is called Tonight's a Jazzy Night.
Yeah.
Because tonight is a jazzy episode.
Yes.
Do you have a composer for the Dynamite Heading?
Yeah. I mean, well, you know, I don't know who exactly did this track, but there's a lot of composers on this game. Katsuhiko Suzuki, who's goes by the alias Not-So-Squared Suzuki. Akihata Kazuo Hanzawa, our old friend. And Yasuko and Kuuji, yeah. So yeah, all of them worked on this. They're all, you know, sort of part of the Treasure sound team. This is a Treasure game. So yeah.
Tonight's a jazzy night. Tonight's a jazzy night from the game Dynamite Heady.
Yeah, this is very jazz. Very jazz.
Great track. Great track.
It's a pretty long track, too. It's a little less than 2 minutes, yeah.
Right. But you know what? Well worth it.
Yeah, well, I really like where it goes, kind of. In the second half, you know?
Yeah.
There's some fun stuff happening there, you know? Some syncopation and stuff like that, you know? Like this part? I like this. And then there's this sort of, there's like, kind of a little bit of a funky breakdown in it. It's sort of near, kind of a little bit deeper into this piece, you know? I think it's right here, actually. It's the breakdown right here. I like that. I like the background voices, you know? I like the background voices going like dun dun, you know. Okay, I'm gonna move on to a game called Wally wo Sagase, Aeon no Kuni no Daiboken. Where's Wally? And I think. Okay, so this is based on Where's Waldo, the Where's Waldo books.
Yes.
And in Japan, Where's Waldo is, it's known as Where's Wally. Instead of Waldo, it's Wally.
Okay.
And so this is a Japanese-only release for the Super Famicom. And it's, like I said, it's based on the Where's Waldo books. And the composer on this is Masanao Akahori. And the track we're going to hear is Area Full of Waldo Watchers. And this is kind of a, this is more of a sort of bossa nova kind of track.
Okay.
So this is our second kind of more Latin-y jazz song.
For what is it? Antonio
Rio de Vino.
Rio de Vino.
Yeah. And
Divine River.
What?
Divine River.
Well, River of Wine.
Oh, Divino. I thought I was saying Divino.
Oh, is that? Okay. Yeah. No, Rio de Vino. Yeah. Oh, okay. Not Divino.
Right.
Is it Divino? Is that divine? Okay. Yeah. And so, yeah. This is, Wally Wo Sagase. From Wally Wo Sagase, Eon no Kuni no Daiboken, Where's Wally? And the composer is Masanao Akahori. This is called Area Full of Waldo Watchers. Definitely could be an elevator track as well, you know?
This is a very fun track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. One part kind of in the beginning that I like a lot. I want to highlight in just a sec. That reminds me of Mario Paint right there, actually. All right, so listen to the the rhythm coming up right here. The bass, it goes dun 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 dun. You go on like that. The bass did that. I thought that was cool. Yeah.
I like the, what do you call that? It's a wood little block that you hit, that it's you
the,
strike.
It's the clave.
That's it.
Clave.
Yeah. 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 Up next, we've got a Japanese-only release, Famicom-only release.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Itadaki Street. We've heard from Itadaki Street 2 before.
Right.
So this is Itadaki Street, and this is a Japanese-only release.
Yeah.
On the Jazz episode. Thank you. Itadaki Street. Famicom only. I don't have a composer for that one.
Right. Oh, you know, I think I do, actually.
Well, what do you got?
I think I have Toshiyuki Ueno. No, this is a jazz track, yeah. I kind of, when I first heard it, I kind of thought, it was, I felt iffy about it, but no, I think it's legitimate.
This is some jazz stuff going on here.
I'm going to move on to Bahamut Lagoon for the Super Famicom, Japanese-only release. This is music by Noriko Matsueda, and this is called Menu. And this track has, I don't know, it's pretty short. It has a certain kind of jazz sound to it, sort of more of like a modern jazz sound. It's got kind of a repeating... Well, I'll talk about it after I play it.
Okay.
Okay, so Menu from Noriko Matsueda from the game Bahamut Lagoon. This is music from Noriko Matsueda from Bahamut Lagoon. This is Menu. And it's kind of got that modern jazz, sort of modal jazz type of sound to it. For some reason, I'm thinking Bobby Hutcherson. I don't know. I don't know why. But
Bobby Hutcherson? I have no idea who that is.
He's a jazz musician.
Modern jazz guy.
Jazz musician, yeah.
Jazz musician, yeah.
You know, it has that sort of that one note sort of pedal in the bass, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just going, and then there's some modulation with the what sounds like flutes or something, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's like some chord modulation with the flutes, but then it's staying with that one bass note though. I don't know.
Right.
This reminds me of kind of like 70s jazz or something, you know? I don't know.
That brings me to the end of my set, and I will close it out with Shining Force Gaiden Final Conflict.
Yes.
For the Game Gear.
Yes.
And another one of your suggestions.
Yeah.
So I got to thank you for this one, because this is a jam right here.
Yeah. Slow jam.
And it's from a favorite composer of mine.
Yes.
Motoaki Takenouchi, who was F1 Aguri no Suzuki. No, mm-hmm. Aguri no Suzuki F1 Racing.
Yes.
Here, what's the name of this track?
Devoted Soldier Requiem.
Yeah, right. Devoted Soldier Requiem. I think it's cool that this is the kind of game that has a jazzy track. In that title, you would never guess.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. This is sort of like a jazz ballad type thing, mm-hmm. you know? And I would say in the vein of a sort of Charles Mingus. Well, we'll talk about it. We'll play it and they'll talk about it, yeah.
Shining Force Gaiden Final Conflict.
Kind of a Mingus sound to it.
Shining Force Gaiden Final Conflict. Composer Motoaki Takenouchi for the Game Gear.
Devoted Soldier's Requiem.
This is totally a ballad right here.
Yeah. You know, it reminds me of it reminds me of some sort of Charles Mingus ballad, you know, sort of like a goodbye pork pie hat or something like that, you know?
Okay. I'm going to have to Google that.
Yeah. Maybe you'll like that, you know? Almost brings us to the end of Legacy Music Hour's focus on jazz, second time around.
It's been a great second time around, Daddy-O.
And for a full track listing, check out legacymusichour.com. And you can email us at legacymusichour@gmail.com, or you can call us.
281-SONIC-91. And leave us a voicemail, send us a text. We love getting those messages.
And I think next week we're going to do, I think we're going to do, our topic's going to be Asiatic influence, right?
Okay, Asiatic influence, yes.
So, you know, all the tracks, as we heard with one of the tracks tonight.
That would have been a good one.
That was very... It was a hint of it.
Would that have been
legitimate? I think so. Yeah, because it was there. But I think we'll probably pick tracks that are more obvious. Obviously, you know, sort of
right.
Kind of have an Eastern sort of Asiatic kind of sound to it. You
yes.
Know? So that's what we'll be doing for next week. We're going to leave you with a track from Ganbare Goemon 4. This is the full title is Ganbare Goemon Kira Dochu Boku Ga Dancer ni Nata Wake, which translates to The Glittering Journey, The Reason I Became a Dancer. And the composers on this are Kazuhiko Uehara, Yuki Morimoto, and Tomoya Tomita. And the track we're going to hear is Mini Game Menu. Originally, it was going to close with Super Mario Brothers 2,
right.
The overworld theme, but Rob and I were both listening to it and decided that that's not really jazz. It swings, but it's not really a jazz piece.
Which led to a discussion about a possible swing episode.
Right.
Swing because thing. Some of the tracks I had picked for today were on that swing vibe.
Yeah, swing, but they weren't like really jazz tracks, yeah. So, okay, well, anyway, there's that. So this is Mini Game Menu from Ganbare Goemon 4 for the Super Famicom, Japanese-only release. My name is Brent Weinbach.
My name is Rob F. Switch.
Wow, and in the end, we use our real names. Well, your name, real name, sort of.
Right.
Our standard names to close out this jazz episode.
Yes.
Of Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.